Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
is Ryan Record.
Ryan, how you doing today?
Fantastic. Spring has sprung, you know.
Yeah.
Starting to see that pollen on my car. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, man.
It's baseball season, baby.
Yes. We will get into baseball later. I am so excited for the season. Not necessarily about my team, but I'm very excited for the baseball season. First, we were going to get started with March Madness. It hasn't really been that crazy of a March, as you say. Definitely not as many upsets as there usually is. Game of the tournament so far had to be Duke-UCF on Sunday night. What a game that was. UCF almost pulled it out. Duke winning by a point. Audrey Dawkins was absolutely sensational. Taco Fall was great, but couldn't stay out of foul trouble. Duke, are you concerned about Duke? I will start and say yes, I am a little concerned about Duke. And the reason I'm concerned about Duke is because they can't shoot. Other than RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish, they can't shoot. If you saw UCF's game plan, they were daring Trey Jones to shoot the whole night.
Exactly.
The whole entire game. They were like, Trey, you can take that shot. Zion, you can take that shot. And other than RJ and Cam, they don't really have three-point shooters. And in the Duke didn't finish in the top 300 in terms of three-point percentage.
That's insane.
Not one time has a champion in March Madness had a three-point percentage that's not in the top 300.
That's nuts. So, in today's game, you got to hit the three-pointer to win a championship.
The spacing in basketball now is it's just huge, and I'm concerned for Duke. I think UCF kind of exposed the blueprint on how to beat those guys.
Exactly.
And Michigan State in the Elite Eight potentially, I think that's where Duke's going to fall. I really do. I picked Duke to win it all to cut down the nets in Minneapolis, but that UCF performance got me concerned. That UCF performance really concerned me, and I think Michigan State will have the blueprint to knock off Duke.
And first, I got to get through Virginia Tech, who also had a pretty good game.
You're right.
I mean, when I look at Duke, I see a one-trick pony. They got Zion. They're really leaning on him. And don't get me wrong, he's one of the best players in a long time.
Right.
But I don't know if they're going to be able to follow through and make it all the way to the end like you had hoped.
Well, I didn't hope. I'll say that. I might pick them to win it all. Anyone who knows me knows.
Well, I'm glad to see.
I can't stand Duke.
Yeah,
I cannot stand.
You're using your brain and not your heart anymore.
Oh, thank you.
To get it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You will see that later in our MLB predictions segment. Also, I want to get into the Virginia Cavaliers. And with Virginia, they were down 15 points to Gardner-Webb as a 16 seed. It almost happened again.
Almost. Can you imagine?
It was crazy. They were so tight. Now, obviously, second half they completely changed,
obliterated them,
and they credited Virginia. But my goodness, I wanted to see that happen. I really did. That would have been great. That would have been great to see Virginia lose like that again. But my point with Virginia is this: I think they are my new favorites to win the national championship.
Get out. Really?
I am. I'm very serious about that. I think they just needed to get over that mental hurdle.
Right.
And I think they're better than Duke. I know they lost to Duke twice. I know I'm flip-flopping in March Madness. I'm reflecting off two games. I get it. But Virginia has so many different ways they can beat you. So many different ways. And they kind of got the easy side of the bracket, in
exactly.
my opinion. Oregon in the Sweet 16, they should be able to take care of Oregon. I know Oregon's been playing phenomenal basketball as of late.
Had an upset of their own.
Right, beating Wisconsin. And then they'll likely play Tennessee. Could be Purdue. We'll see. They should beat either one of those teams. I just feel very confident about Virginia. I think they're the team to beat now.
Yeah, they're very well-rounded. They play a good game of small ball. They don't really dish it down low. Shooting from the outside, looks like. And, you know, their bench had a little production, too.
Yeah, that's the thing about Duke's kind of like a three-man show a little bit with Zion, RJ, Cam Reddish.
Exactly.
Virginia, you get contributions from everyone.
Yeah.
That's a whole team effort right there. They got so many different ways they can beat you.
And they have the three-point shot.
Yes, absolutely. And they got some good players. Kyle Guy, great. Ty Jerome, Hunter's phenomenal. I mean, they definitely have a roster full of players. And finally, I want to talk about Maryland.
Ugh, what a heartbreaker, man.
What a way to lose. What a way to lose. Losing like that, 1 second left with that layup. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they came out in the second half and just looked like a much better basketball team up until the very end. What was it, 1.5 seconds left?
Right.
With the dagger. Mm.
It was crazy, too. I thought Mark Turgeon picked up that technical foul to start the second half, and that's really kind of what got him going a little bit. But got to give credit to LSU. That game versus Michigan State will be a phenomenal game for sure. March Madness, it hasn't disappointed. There might not have been as many upsets, but it never disappoints for me.
Never.
It never, ever, ever disappoints. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we're definitely coming down the stretch.
More good basketball on the way.
Right.
Sweet 16 today, right?
Starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right. Yep. I will be there for the DC bracket. I will be watching Duke, Virginia Tech, and Michigan State, LSU in person.
Man. How much you have to pay for those tickets?
A lot. Financial details will not be disclosed. A lot. That is for sure. But I'm excited about it. Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Definitely. Yeah.
So had to take it. Unfortunate that I have to see Duke. Ugh. But it's March Madness.
Get to see Zion. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Future Cavalier Zion Williamson. That's the ultimate.
Ooh,
that's the ultimate goal. Right there. So we'll see
There's a lottery at play, maybe.
Yeah, that's for sure. We'll see what happens. March Madness never disappoints. Now let's get to the NBA.
Deal.
The Washington Wizards are a game. Their magic number from being eliminated from playoff contention is 1.
Yeah, they're already out of it. I counted the Wizards out a couple weeks ago. Like, they are done. They're a well-done steak.
Do you blow it up? Do you blow the whole thing up?
No. Well, I mean, they have a lot of bench presence, but they have John Wall coming back from injury sometime in January next year. And Bradley Beal, give it up for the guy. He's put the team on his back. And I know they haven't been producing the W, but this guy can put up some stats. They need to revamp their bench. They have some good rookies. I really like what Thomas Bryant has done at the center position, expanding the range with three ball.
Second-year player out of Indiana. Didn't get an opportunity with the Lakers at all. And then showing out with the Wizards.
Yeah, I mean, the Wizards, they have a lot of gaps to fill, but I don't think they blow up the team. I think trading Otto Porter was their version of blowing up the team, per se.
Okay. I would blow it up. I think you got to blow it up. And I would try to use, I know it's going to be extremely hard, but I tried to use John Wall's contract to move Bradley Beal.
Really?
And I would. Because that contract is going to be a disaster.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I agree with you. It's way too much.
I think his Supermax starts this next year.
Next year, right.
And that's 5 years?
Yep.
Or 4 years with a player option, I want to say. So, I mean, it's bad. It is bad. You got to find a way to move off that.
I mean, if they wanted to, they have the pieces to move. But I think they're going to steadfast and hold where they're at. They're going to get a lottery pick. And they can start revamping around that. And they're going to have a little money to spend this offseason. Maybe bringing a DeMarcus Cousins. We're looking at a different team.
We are looking at a different team. But like I said, that would be like a first-round exit.
Right, still.
So,
well, I don't know. The East hasn't been looking too strong.
You think they could beat Boston, Toronto, Milwaukee, or Philly in the playoff series?
Not this year. Next year, I don't know. Things change.
That is true. Kawhi might not be there in Toronto. And then the Lakers officially eliminated from playoff contention as well. Luke Walton, I think, safe to say, he's a dead man walking at this point.
Definitely. I heard rumors they're looking into getting Jason Kidd to be their next head coach in L.A.
Yeah, and Ty Lue is also in consideration, getting the group together, I should say. Can't get my words straight. But the bottom line is this. I think the Lakers need another star. They're not going to go anywhere without another co-star. And I'm worried they're not going to get another co-star. I think the Clippers is the place to be right now.
That's what I'm saying. And no one's talking about them.
No one.
This team,
one,
they're sleeping on them, and they are currently the 5 seed.
They are the 5th seed in the West. They clinched the playoff berth after trading Tobias Harris, looking like
they're not selling out.
Yeah. And they still find a way. They could get all, they could, if you look at the standings, they could easily climb up all the way to 3.
They could, yeah.
They could easily get that 3 spot, and they are dangerous. The Clippers are a dangerous team. I'm not saying they're going to compete for a championship, but
they could make it past the first round this year, to say the least.
Potentially.
I think they have the most underrated player in the league in Lou Williams. That guy is electric. He can just turn it on, snap of a finger.
Right, absolutely. And I think, if anything, you don't want to play the Clippers for the sole fact they're going to wear you out.
Yeah.
They are going
just
to
play good, well-rounded basketball on all fronts.
Right. They're just going to make you so tired and exhausted. And it's kind of like the Grizzlies teams back in the day. You could beat the Grizzlies, but you never wanted to play them in the playoff series, because when you're done playing them, you don't have any energy left,
gas,
and you get bounced. So that's kind of how I feel like the Clippers. They got a lot of scrappy guys. Patrick Beverley is
Give it up for P Bev.
I'll tell you this: I'm personally rooting for a Clippers Rockets first round. The storylines for that series would be phenomenal.
You're not wrong, man.
Would be absolutely
Ultimately,
phenomenal.
I think the Rockets would run away with that in like 5-6 games. Maybe.
I would agree. I would say 5.
This is still the Warriors' conference to lose, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Got to find some way to generate some interest in the NBA. The big picture, obviously, Golden State. I mean, they're unstoppable. But if you go to the Eastern Conference,
it's anybody's game.
That's
man.
Anybody's game. And I was watching Boston last night against my Cavs.
I'm not sold on them.
I know Kyrie didn't play. By the way, I want to call Kyrie Irving out. I'm going to take this moment to call Kyrie Irving out. Kyrie Irving is a superstar, bona fide superstar, top 3-point guard, in my opinion. Not going to debate that. I also think he is the softest, most mentally weak player in the NBA, maybe in the history of the NBA. Not only has Kyrie said the crazy BS lunatic stuff in the media. Oh my goodness, so many quotes.
The earth is flat.
He's sat against the Cavaliers. Ever since the opening game of the season when he first got traded, he is sat in Cleveland. He has refused to come to Cleveland to play. Refused.
Weird.
I mean, he's a scaredy cat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's salty.
You are a scaredy cat. You're taking... That's 3 games now. He's taken off in the regular season, as my rest day will be against the Cavs in Cleveland. What? He's scared.
That's
he's
the town that built him, you know?
Right. They loved him. They loved him in Cleveland. He won us a championship. And it's unbelievable. I mean, he's scared. And they're asking him, like, will it mean anything for you to go back to Cleveland? No, absolutely not. So you just want to get rid of that history, Kyrie? You want to really do that? I'm going to quote Austin Carr here, the Cavaliers color commentator. He has to be the most unhappiest person in the world right now. I mean, what is the matter with the dude?
He's crazy. He's crazy good at basketball, too. He's got some moves, but yeah, he's crazy.
He's a lunatic. He's soft. He's mentally weak.
I could see him teaming up with LeBron again in L.A.,
Oh boy!
I don't think he's going to be back in Boston next year.
You do not want to see me if he goes to the Lakers with LeBron. You do not. Oh boy, Kyrie. Let me tell you something. If you go to the Lakers, oh boy, I will have some. I will save that for when that potentially happens. Oh man, I will. I cannot wait for that potentially. But back to the point. That's my blast Kyrie segment of the week. The Eastern Conference, I think the favorite in the Eastern Conference has to be Milwaukee.
Sure. I mean, they're the number 1 seed currently.
I think it is. And I think Greek Freak's just going to come out and just
I hope he
be
does.
Unstoppable.
I love that guy.
I don't believe in Boston's a mess. They're just a mess. I'm done believing in Boston. I know I kept saying they're just so discombobulated. They don't even have fun with each other anymore. That's a sign. You're not going to, no, you're not going to make the finals if you don't have fun. So that's one. Philly, I'm not believing in a Brett Brown-led team. Just won't do it. Brett
Fair
Brown.
Enough. They got limitless talent, man. I mean, I think Philly could make a run at the championship.
I refuse to believe in Brett Brown teams. And Toronto is the one team that I think could give Milwaukee some problems.
Definitely.
Think Toronto is, that's why I think the Eastern Conference Finals will be. I think it'll be Toronto and Milwaukee. I know they're the top two seeds. It's the easy pick and whatnot, but I just think those are the best two teams right now.
Hey, it'd be a great series. I'd love to watch that one.
For sure. And I also, back to Philly, I make Brett Brown jokes a lot. Obviously, you know, I don't, not my favorite coach. They have four players and that's it. They are a four-player team. Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, Embiid, and Jimmy Butler. Not in any specific order in terms of talent, but those are the only four players.
I don't know. You can't count them out. T.J. McConnell, J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick's a solid shooter. I'll give you that.
Well, they might not play defense, but they do know how to dish it out. They can put up 130 points
Who's
on
coming
you
off
every
that
net.
Bench?
Redick, those two right there.
Redick's the starter.
Mike Scott, Marjanovic.
Those benches don't compare like against Milwaukee or Toronto or Boston.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I think Milwaukee has the most depth. And Indiana, yeah, surprise team, even with Oladipo out.
Right. I mean, Indiana is – I wouldn't want to play them in the first round either, but that will be interesting. Who do you think will get the eighth spot in the East? So I think it's safe to say you agree with that Brooklyn and Detroit will make it.
I'm not sold on either of them yet. The last three seeds.
So give me your final
grabs.
So give me your final three seeds as of today. I'm gonna go Brooklyn. I'm gonna go Detroit, and I'm gonna go Miami. I think Miami will beat out Orlando.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna disagree with you. It's really a toss up, man.
And
so,
Charlotte's in there too for sure, but Charlotte.
I think Charlotte's out. I think Miami and Orlando are the fringe teams here. I honestly think Brooklyn and Detroit are fringe teams, too. I'd like to see Brooklyn and Detroit make it and the Magic.
Yeah. Let's get some new faces in there.
Yeah.
So that would be fun, but I think those are the teams. I think the West playoff picture is obviously decided.
Much
at
more
this
solidified,
point.
Right?
Just a matter of which seed
you're going to get.
So that's NBA, for sure. We will get into that once the playoffs start. Now let's get into what we've been really looking forward to. MLB. I am so excited. We are going to have the ultimate preview for baseball. We are going to talk about every division, hopefully every team. We are going to give our playoff predictions, our World Series predictions, and our award predictions. This is... I love this. I love baseball. We all love baseball. It's our national pastime. Great sport. Let's start with awards. And we'll get into... I want to get into MVP first. Who is your... We will go American League first, and then we will go National League second.
Gotcha.
Who is your American League MVP?
Mike Trout.
And why will it be Mike Trout?
Because he, all around, he's a Triple Crown candidate every time he comes to the plate. And, you know, your boy just signed a $430 million contract. Like,
yeah.
He's got a lot to play for. At least you'd think so. He's got 10 years to prove the Angels are a team to mess with. So, Mike Trout.
I think that is a very, very wise pick. I am going to go a different route. I am going, this is bold on my part. I think the MVP will be Aaron Judge.
Yeah?
I think Aaron Judge will be the American League MVP. And the reason I say that is because I believe Aaron Judge will have 60 homers this year.
Ooh.
60. A big 6-0. I am all in on Aaron Judge this year. I think he is going to have just a crazy coming out party. I think Mike Trout is obviously a spectacular pick. We know his history. He is incredible.
I like what Judge brings to the plate, theoretically and, you know, metaphorically. But he strikes out, you know, two
yes.
times for every dinger he hits, too. And he's a little suspect in the outfield.
That's
I just
true.
Think Mike Trout is the better all-around player. He gets on base more. I mean, we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, that we absolutely
will. Can never predict
and
injuries,
the reason,
man.
And the reason I'm not going to dispute the Aaron Judge strikeouts, but that's almost everyone in the game. Mike Trout, obviously not. But it's become pretty much striking outs okay now. Right. I mean, it shouldn't be, but the strikeouts have increased so much this in baseball. So I think I'm a strong believer. I think Aaron Judge will win the American League MVP. Let's go to the National League. Who is your National League most valuable player, Ryan Ruckert?
Not only will he win the Cy Young, you're going to see Max Scherzer
take
home the MVP.
Oh, okay.
This guy's going to lead the league in strikeouts, innings pitched, ERA, and wins, and triple crown that Cy Young and prove that pitching is what wins you a World Series championship.
Wow.
There's my bold prediction there.
Max Scherzer, a National League MVP and Cy Young. Wow. So I will get into the National League Cy Young in a moment. Pitcher winning, that would be first time since Clayton Kershaw.
Right, which wasn't too long ago, right?
Yes, but that's bold right there. That is, I like it. I like it. Let's keep it bold. I really feel it. I like it a lot. My National League MVP, he's in the same division as Max Scherzer. His name's Bryce Harper.
You think he's going to come out and prove the haters wrong?
I think he is going to come out and prove the haters wrong this year. I think Bryce Harper will have, and sorry Nationals fans, I think Bryce Harper will have around 40 homers, maybe 45, in that crazy good hitter's park in Philadelphia. I think you'll have 110 RBIs, and I think you will hit around 270.
Well, wouldn't that just be salt in the wound for the Nats? I like Bryce. I think he's a generational talent, one of the best players in the league, and calling him an MVP, undoubtedly so. Like, he is an MVP caliber player.
I'm torn. I love it. I just think you would know. Bryce Harper's really not my favorite player, like personally, but he's just so good.
I want to see what Bryce comes around late in the season, because this is a guy that's very streaky at times, and if he can just have a consistent year and bat around 280, yeah, sure, give it to the guy. But he has a lot to prove. He's had a really slow spring.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he signed his deal, and that was the first time he picked up a bat in months. I mean,
that is true.
He came out hacking and whiffing, man. Like,
that's true.
We'll see what Bryce Harper comes around.
I think that's usually the case when you start. I think he'll be all right. I have a good feeling he'll be all right. We'll go to Cy Young now. Obviously, nationally, you believe it's Max Scherzer.
Undoubtedly.
I also believe it will be Max Scherzer. I think you hit it spot on. I just think he's incredible. He is just incredible. Strikeouts galore. ERA is going to be lower, I believe, this year.
I'm glad we're in agreement.
He's just a magician.
He is, man.
He's a magician. Now, this is one. This is the award I'm most curious to see what you think on. The American League Cy Young. So many good options.
Tons, man. You know, I'm not going to count out Corey Kluber. I think he could actually have a great year. And, of course, you have Blake Snell.
Yeah, of Tampa Bay.
Who just signed an extension, five years, $50 million. Good for him. Getting
good
his
for
payday.
Tampa. Good for Tampa, for
We
sure.
got Justin Verlander in the mix. Is he going to come out and look like Justin Verlander did last year?
Yeah. Isn't it tight? It is tight.
It's so hard for me to pick.
I will start with this. My American League Cy Young is Trevor Bauer.
Yeah?
Trevor Bauer is my American League Cy Young pick. I think he is going to be sensational. I think he won't only lead the American League. I think he will lead all of baseball in strikeouts. I think he will lead all of baseball in earned run average. I think he will lead all of baseball in whip. I think he is going to have a phenomenal year. I think he will also be an MVP candidate. Trevor Bauer is going to be absolutely sensational. He will be the new ace on the Cleveland Indians staff.
For years to come, if they shell out the money to pay for him.
Which will never happen.
Right.
I will get into the Dolan family later in the show. I have plenty to say about the Dolan family. But Trevor Bauer is going to be absolutely sensational. And it's going to be sad when the Indians lose him for nothing. It's going to be so sad. But he's a phenomenal pitcher. He's just different. He's just different. He's got a chip on his shoulder every time he goes out there. I am all in on Trevor Bauer. I think he will be absolutely phenomenal, and I think he will be your American League Cy Young.
For sure. That's a bold prediction, man. He's not even the ace of that team yet.
Yeah.
You know who is the ace of a team and who I'm going to pick to win the AL Cy Young? Safe bet, Chris Sale.
Okay. You think he'll stay healthy?
Well, that's to be seen, huh?
He's got a history of injuries, for sure. Chris Sale's a good pick, though. I like that. I think Chris Sale's can't dispute that. So we will see what happens. Let's go to Rookie of the Year. We will go to the American League Rookie of the Year, and I will start this one off because I'm very passionate about this guy, and I think he's going to be absolutely insane, and his name is Eloy Jimenez for the Chicago White Sox.
True, true.
Eloy Jimenez, he should have been in the big leagues last year, but was not in terms of service time due to them wanting to have as many years of control of him as possible before he hits free agency. He signed a 6-year, $43 million contract extension. I think Eloy Jimenez is going to be absolutely sensational. I think he'll be the best hitter in that White Sox lineup. I think he can go for 25 homers, around 80, 85 RBIs, hit around 280. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal baseball player. I think the Cubs are going to regret letting him go, too, for Quintana. Eloy Jimenez is ready to come out. I know Vlad Guerrero Jr. is a crazy popular pick right now, but I am all in on Eloy Jimenez. I think he is going to be sensational, and the White Sox got a gem in him.
For sure, for sure. Don't count out Josh James, Astros' number 4 prospect.
Yeah, I like him too, and they got holes in that rotation.
They do. He's going to fill that hole pretty well, I think.
So that is a very – I like that one too. They got some holes. They're trying to bring McHugh back from a reliever into a starter.
I'd also like to see what Vlad Guerrero Jr. will do when he comes up inevitably for that atrocious Blue Jays roster.
Yeah, he might be the three-hitter right away there in Toronto.
He could.
So who do you got? Who you feeling right now? Going to hop on the Eloy Jimenez train with me?
Yeah, I'm going to have to be in agreement there. I think – he's going to take the money and run.
I love it. I love him. I think you made the right pick, man. Eloy Jimenez is phenomenal. He is going to be sensational, and the White Sox got a gem. National League Rookie of the Year. I know everyone is all on Victor Robles. I like Victor Robles a lot, too. He's not my National League Rookie of the Year. My National League Rookie of the Year plays for the New York Mets. His name is Peter Alonso.
Oh, yeah.
I think Peter Alonso is a guy who can hit 25 homers and 80 RBIs like Eloy Jimenez. I think with that Mets lineup, he's got Cano in there to potentially protect him. I love what Peter Alonso's done in the spring as well. He made the team. I think he's going to be absolutely sensational for the Mets. He'll be the starting first baseman for years to come in Queens, New York. I think another candidate is Tatis Jr. of San Diego, for sure. He will be up there, but mine is going to be Pete Alonso. I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to go Pete Alonso here.
Heard. I'm going to have to pick Tatis out of San Diego, man.
Okay.
He got the call up. He had a decent spring. I think what really sets him apart is his defense.
Yes.
His bat has some, it's got a long way to go. But he's going to be a solid player for years to come. And what, is he only 20 years old?
Mm-hmm. Imagine him and Machado on that left side of the infield for years to come
vacuum
in San Diego.
Cleaners.
Good luck. I hope you don't want to hit a ball by those two because it's not going through. So that's a good one. I think Tatis is phenomenal as well. He's on one of my fantasy baseball teams.
If Victor Robles stays healthy, man, I think he could win it, too. He's got pop. He can steal bases, plays phenomenal defense as well.
Yeah, and it kind of made the Nats feel a little bit better about
the Bryce Harper scenario.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got a 20-year-old Juan Soto and a 21-year-old Victor Robles going to be anchoring down the outfield there for years to come.
Adam Eaton there, too. So that's not a bad outfield there at all. Let's go to our final award, Manager of the Year. I'll start in the American League. American League Manager of the Year will go to Kevin Cash of the Tampa Bay Rays, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think Kevin Cash will drag Tampa Bay's to the playoffs. I think he's going to drag that roster to the playoffs. I am all in on Tampa. I think if Blake Snell was in the National League, I think he'd be my Cy Young pick. Problem is, he's got Trevor Bauer to deal with. So I am all in on Tampa Bay. I think they're going to be great. We will get into them when we do our divisions, but Kevin Cash is my manager of the year for the American League.
I'm going to have to stay in the same division, but go with Alex Cora. He's going to back-to-back this. He's going to win another 100 games with the Red Sox at least. He's going to win that division. But he's going to have the test of the Yankees again in the playoffs, and that's going to be fun to watch.
That will be extremely fun. And let's get to the National League. My National League Manager of the Year. A lot of great choices, by the way. So many phenomenal choices that are out there. My National League Manager of the Year is going to be Dave Roberts. I think Dave Roberts will win 100-plus games with the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers will not miss Manny Machado one bit. And I think the Dodgers are going to keep rolling along. And we will get into the Dodgers later. But I am looking forward to that as well.
I'm going to have to say the Cubs. They're going to bounce back. Joe Maddon's going to win Manager of the Year. I think the Cubs have faced a lot of adversity of late. And Joe Maddon knows how to, you know, quell the situation, calm the fires. He's going to come in and prove, hey, we're still a great baseball team. And maybe take them all the way to the series again.
All right, I like it. Now let's get into the fun part. The divisions, the playoffs. Who's gonna win? Let's start with the American League East. You have Boston, New York, Baltimore, Toronto, Tampa Bay. Who is your AL East champion? I'm guessing it is Boston.
Yep, Red Sox are gonna win.
And why would you say Boston?
They have the same World Series team they have. They lost Craig Kimbrell. Other than that, I don't know of any notable people that left, but they're just going to have the best team in the whole league all over again, and they're just going to continue to get better. That's why Boston's going to win.
All right, I'm going to disagree with you. I think the New York Yankees are going to win the AL East, and I think Craig Kimbrell's going to be a tremendous loss to Boston. I think Matt Barnes cannot close.
Yeah.
That is a big concern to me, for me at least. I think Aaron Judge, like my AL MVP pick, is going to be monstrous. I think the Yankees will win 100-plus games, and I hate the Yankees with a passion. Hate them. Can't stand them. Ugh. But I think they're going to be absolutely phenomenal. I think Tampa Bay is a sleeper team to watch.
For sure, man.
Down to Tampa for earlier. Blake Snell is great. That lineup is sneaky good. Yandy Diaz is going to be a great hitter for them. I will get into the Indians' disgracefulness in a moment. I know disgracefulness is not a word, but I don't care. It's a word for me today. Tampa Bay is going to be great. Yandy Diaz will do well in there. I think Brandon Lowe, that was a good contract extension they gave him. Tommy Pham, I think, is going to have a good comeback season.
I don't see him winning the division, but they can definitely be a wild card team and maybe play the Yankees to get there.
All right. And then you have Toronto, which...
Scoff.
That's our Toronto Blue Jays coverage.
The Orioles, don't even mention them. Let's keep going.
You sure? We got no local talk?
All right. If you want to look at a team with absolutely no one on it, look no further than the Baltimore Orioles. You can get some $1 tickets at Camden Yards, some good, cheap, nasty bows, and you can watch some terrible baseball, folks.
Will they win? They won 47 games last year. Will they win more than 47 games this year?
They're going to win 50.
50. That's it. So they will be 50-112 on the season.
When it's all said and done. Yeah, that's best case scenario.
Best case scenario, Orioles, you get 50 wins. I say they're not going to win 50. I think they're not going to win 47. I think they're going to win 44.
And they're going to, what?
They're going to set the new, they're going to tie the MLB record.
The new bar.
The new bar is going to be set with the Baltimore Orioles for just pure, just, futility.
They have nothing to be excited about.
Nothing.
They have a new stopgap manager.
Hey, Chris Davis.
If you're looking at a 171 average.
If you like strikeouts, definitely come to Camden Yards.
Pitchers love Camden Yards now.
Let's get to the American League Central. Time to rant. Hello, Dolan family. I am making a request to you. I know you're not listening, but honestly, I don't really care. Sell the team, please. The Dolan family is a disgrace. They are a disgrace. Not only are they treating the Indians fans like they're little children, but the off-season moves have just been atrocious. Every single off-season move the Indians have done is a disgrace. Every single one. Let me get into these Paul Dolan comments, by the way. They are talking about payroll. We will not spend as much money as other teams. What would you say about handing out a $300 million contract, Paul Dolan? Paul Dolan, the day we hand out a $300 million contract is when somebody else is handing out a $1 billion contract. What would you say to fans worried about Francisco Lindor's future? He has 3 years of control left, Francisco Lindor. Enjoy him. Paul Dolan, you are a disgrace. You are the reason why the Indians have not won a world championship in forever. You're the reason why the Indians have the second longest drought in all of the major sports in the United States of America. You are a disgrace. Sell the team. Sell the team and save us. Save us. Because you're ruining. You're destroying the Indians. Andrew Miller's gone. Brantley's gone. Cody Allen's gone. We traded Encarnacion and Yandy Diaz for Santana, who couldn't hit for squat in Philadelphia. And then you have Yandy Diaz, who's going to be great in Tampa Bay. You trade Yan Gomes for a bag of peanuts. You lose everyone. Everyone's gone. And what are our additions? Oh, we had Jake Bowers. Great, great. Santana. Oh, we signed Hanley Ramirez. We're not in 2007 anymore. Carlos Gonzalez. We're not in 2012 anymore. We are in 2019. The Indians offseason has been so bad. It's going to cost us the AL Central this year. I am a strong believer that the Indians will not be a playoff team.
Wow.
The only reason the Indians will be even remotely close to being a playoff team is because of Trevor Bauer. Only reason.
Yeah.
Paul Dolan has single-handedly destroyed the Indians franchise. Destroyed. I'm sick and tired of it. He has to sell the team. Sell the team. He bought the team for $300 million. Sell the team. You're talking about, oh, well, I don't have the budget. I have cash problems. I'll give you your solution to your cash problems. Sell the team. I'm sick of it. I'm beyond sick of it, and I can't take it. I cannot take Paul Dolan anymore. I cannot take the Dolan family. And this is what I told you. This is what I told you would happen. A year ago, I told you. You had to sign Lindor back then because once you get closer, he's gone. It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. It's going to be Bauer's a free agent in 2 years. He will be gone. Kluber's a free agent in three. He will be gone. You got Lindor. He will absolutely be gone. Jose Ramirez, a free agent in 3 years. He'll probably be gone too. The whole thing is going to be torn apart, and it's all because of the Dolan family, because they don't spend money. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. They don't care about winning. They don't care about winning. They don't care about us having success. They just care about having revenue and TV money. That's all they care about. They don't care about putting a winning product on the field. It's a disgrace. The Indians are heading for mediocrity. They are not going to be good for a long, long, long time. They're going to be the Orioles right now in 5 years. You watch. Watch. It is a disgrace. The Dolan family needs to sell the team, and I'm done talking about the Indians. Go ahead and take the floor.
Wow. Woosah. Let's have a little woosah moment. Let's let it all go.
I'm mad.
You're fuming. I see steam coming off your head right now, Sebastian.
I can't.
That's what Orioles fans feel about Peter Angelos and what Redskins fans have been feeling about Dan Schneider for a long time.
How stupid do you have to be to say enjoy him? You don't even make it sound like you're negotiating a deal with him. I mean, how idiotic do you have to be? You lose trade value even in potentially trading him. It's just idiotic. It's so idiotic. I can't stand the Dolans. I cannot stand. They are approaching Jimmy Haslam level. That's how bad it is. They're just so incompetent. And yes, AL Central, I think the Minnesota Twins are winning the AL Central.
Okay. They're a safe bet for second. I mean, we're looking at the weakest division in baseball right now.
Yes.
And because of that, I think you're going to see the Indians slide on by with another 90-win season and be a first-round exit. The Indians will win the division.
I feel sorry for Tito Francona. I feel sorry for Terry Francona. Terry Francona deserves better than this.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
Terry Francona, I bashed him a little bit in the playoffs. I should not have done that. My bashing should have been more directed toward the front office and ownership. I apologize, Terry Francona.
We like
Terry
you.
Francona, in my opinion, is a top five manager in the game of baseball. He deserves better. He just deserves better. It's crazy. Have you seen? Do you know what our starting infield is going to be for opening day? By the way. Lindor's hurt, Ramirez is hurt, Kipnis is hurt. So this is going to be our starting infield. At first, you're going to have Santana. At second base, you're going to have Brad Miller, who was cut by the Dodgers. He was with the Rays, the Mariners. At shortstop, you're going to have Eric Stametz. And then at third, you're going to have Max Moroff. That's our infield for opening day.
Not to mention your very depleted outfield.
Our outfield, I don't even want to talk about the outfield. That's how bad it is. It's a disgrace. And we, by the way, that's another one. Trading Eric Gonzalez, who's a very good backup infielder, for Moroff and Jordan Luplo, both who can't hit above the Mendoza line. It's a disgrace what's happening in Cleveland. The Dolan family needs to sell the team. I am sick and tired of this. Sick of it. It's our window's done. Our window's done. It's over. We had our chance. It's done. There's no chance the Indians will be successful. None. I'm just so livid right now. I'm so livid right now talking about this team. They just drive me crazy. It is so frustrating.
Well, we can talk about something else if you'd like.
Let's go to the AL West. I'm done with the AL Central. Sell the team, Dolans. Then I will give you some respect. AL West.
Here is another relatively weak division that I think the Astros are going to run away with. And I think the Astros are a phenomenal baseball team, and they have had a really good offseason.
Yeah. Let's add Michael Brantley to only George Springer, Alex Bregman, Altuve, and Correa. That's ridiculous.
Their
that's
only
sick.
Notable loss, they didn't re-sign Keuchel, but, you know, they have
Keuchel. Yeah, he's a free agent right now, even.
Yeah, crazy, man, crazy.
I mean, Wade Miley, they got him on cheapy. I think Verlander and Cole are still going to—
Staples, the head of that rotation. And they have a great farm system, too.
And their bullpen is better than what they get credit for.
Yep. You're going to see the Astros run away with that. You could see the Mariners and the Angels. No, not the Angels. You could see the Mariners make some noise.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I know they won those two games in Japan, but they're a little bit in rebuilding mode. I think they're going to— 70 games.
We're looking at a 500 baseball team here.
500 team in Seattle. All right. I like it. I think the AL West is a little bit of a runaway as well. I think Houston will take that. I think Oakland's going to slide back a lot. I think they're going to.
Oh, yeah. They're taking a step back.
I think that's going to be like a 15-win drop.
Yep.
At least.
Yep.
I would be stunned to see them win 98 games, was it last year?
Yeah, man, that was crazy. No one saw that coming.
Yeah, I would be shocked.
We're
going to
have some surprises this year. How about we go to the NL?
Yeah, let's go to the NL East for sure.
This
is actually
for grabs.
Let's get to the AL wildcard. So we got my AL East winner is Boston. My AL Central winner is Minnesota. My AL West winner is Houston. My two wildcards, I have Boston as my first wildcard. I think I said New York as the AL East champ. Just want to make sure I did. Boston is wild card number one. Tampa Bay, wild card number two. Who are your two wild cards? Why don't you run down your AL division winners?
You're going to see Tampa Bay and the New York Yankees be the wild card. Of course, the Red Sox will win the division. You're going to see the Indians win their division. And the Astros running away with the AL West.
All right, and will the Yankees be the first wild card or the second wild card?
That'll be the first wild
card. First
wild
card? All
right. They'll be playing at home.
Let's go with the best division in baseball.
Whew. This is up for grabs, man. It's anybody's game now.
This is going to be great. I'm so excited.
I mean, don't even, like, laugh at the Marlins. I mean, they're not going to win, but they're a solid baseball team, to say the less, at the end of the day, too. But this is – I'd like to see the Nats win. I do think the strongest team all around is probably the Atlanta Braves, the revamped Phillies. But I don't think the Phillies will do anything, strictly because they're – pitching staff is very weak. You got Jake Arrieta and Aaron Nola. After that, it's garbage. Pitching wins you championships. Yeah. And then you have the Mets, who are in the opposite, that they have all the pitching in the world. And they also just inked DeGrom today. Did you see that?
Yes.
DeGrom got his extension. But they have some inconsistencies on the offensive end. I think the Braves are going to run away with it. Well, not run away. They will win the NL East.
I will agree with you. I think the Atlanta Braves will win the National League East. I think Ronald Acuña is going to be phenomenal. I think he'll be second in the NL MVP voting. I think Ozzie Albies is a phenomenal baseball player well. Freddie Freeman, the most underrated first baseman in the game of baseball.
No one ever talks about him.
And it's crazy to me. I think he's so consistent, Mr. Consistent. I think Julio Teheran's going to have a good year as well. Mm-hmm. I like Fulton Nevich, Gausman, I think, could have a decent year. And I think they'll make a big trade. I think they can make a big trade as well to bolster that roster. I think the Atlanta Braves will be your NL East champions. Let's get to the NL Central. And I think the Chicago Cubs will bounce back. I think the Cubs will win that division. I think Milwaukee was a great story. I don't necessarily see that happening again.
Nah.
I think I was on the Milwaukee train for a little bit. The Cubs are just better. They're just better.
Here's a surprise team that no one ever talks about that I think could come out and make some noise is the Cincinnati Reds.
And I actually 110% agree with you on that.
Low-key, they had a very good offseason. They have a solid pitching staff now, which they've lacked forever. They got Joey Votto.
Their lineup right now, you might call me crazy for this. I think their lineup is the best lineup in the National League.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I think it really is.
Time will tell.
I really do. I think you have now Jeanette's obviously out, so maybe not. Maybe not, but Jeanette has to be in there. But you got Jeanette, Votto, Suarez. I think that's
Puig,
Kemp, Peraza.
Yeah, man. They're a solid baseball team.
Tucker
now.
Barnhart's a very good catcher.
Yep. They can make some noise. And don't count out the Cardinals either, man. They're a wild card team. They could go either way. They could be really good. They might, hit the fan.
Right. For sure. I think the Cubs will win it, though. I think overall they just got the best roster. I think Yu Darvish will have a better season as well. I think Yu Darvish can bounce back. Lester's great. Hendricks get that money for him. Brandon Morrow will return as their closer. So I think that'll be big. And I think Bryant, Rizzo, Baez and the boys will continue to do well.
Oh, yeah. How about we go to the NL West?
Let's do it. I got the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are going to be absolutely phenomenal. I think they're going to have the biggest gap in terms of who wins a division. I think it'll be the Dodgers.
I agree with you. The Dodgers are going to win the division. But there's a couple good teams in there as well.
There are.
The Padres, they're up and coming.
They are.
They don't have any pitching. So for that reason alone, they're not going to do anything. The Giants, this is their make it or break it year. It's their last year with Bochy. So
I'm going to say the Giants will finish last place.
Really?
In the National League East. I feel very comfortable.
Even with
that.
Mad Bum being back.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I feel very comfortable saying the Giants will be in last place.
I really like what the Rockies have put together, and I think they could make it as a wild card team.
Yeah, the Rockies are very good.
Those guys can hack it. They added Daniel Murphy this year, also very underrated move. That guy can hit. They have a decent pitching staff, too, which no one would ever think of in Colorado.
Herman Marquez is a good, very good, solid pitcher. Very solid. I think he can be good. John Gray, they're going to look for him to take another step along with Kyle Freeland as well. And Wade Davis, hopefully he bounces back for them. Didn't have the best year last year, but still extremely talented. I would expect better from Wade Davis.
And Nolan Arenado cashed in as well.
Right, and Arenado.
I think he's the undisputed best third baseman in the game right now.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think Jose Ramirez is a very close second, but I would have to agree Nolan Arenado is the top. I would have to agree with that.
Yeah, don't sleep on the Rockies. They got a solid team.
I would agree. I like the Dodgers, though. I think the Dodgers are just top and bottom. I think Walker Buehler is my sleeper Cy Young candidate.
Right. And people forget they were pretty banged up last year, and they still made it to the playoffs. So give it up for the Dodgers.
I love Walker Buehler a lot. He will be a top three in terms of Cy Young finishing.
Okay.
I love Walker
Bold
Buehler.
Bold prediction.
I love Walker Buehler. I think he'll be the new ace of that team over Kershaw.
Fair enough.
I'm all in on Walker Buehler.
That's crazy.
I'm all
over
in on
Kershaw?
The Dodgers. Yes, over Kershaw. I'm all in on the Dodgers. We'll see. I like what they're doing a lot in LA. So that we will see what happens. Let's get to our World Series predictions. Who do you have coming out of the American League?
You're gonna see the Red Sox repeat and go back to the World Series.
And who? And you have them over the Astros and the Yankees and the Lindians. I call them the Lindians now. The Lusians.
Yes. Well, I want to see how that Boston Red Sox bullpen looks midseason because that's going to determine a lot of it. But, you know, people make moves. A lot of changes are going to happen come the end of July. So that'll be when we can really talk about who's going to the World Series. But, yeah, I'm a pretty firm believer in the Red Sox
right now.
All
right. And who do you have coming out of the National League?
This one's a little bit harder to predict.
Actually, first, I forgot to ask, our National League wild cards, and then we'll get to your National League. My National League wild cards, my first National League wild card will be the Philadelphia Phillies, and my second National League wild card will be the St. Louis Cardinals.
All right. I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to say the two wild cards you're going to see, the Washington Nationals play the Rockies.
Okay, I like that. I think the Nationals, I like the Rockies a little bit more than the Nationals. I do, but I like that.
How can you not like the Rockies? I mean, come on, they're so cool.
And who you have coming out of the National League representing in the World Series?
You're going to see the Cubs play
the
Red
Cubs.
Sox.
Cubs, wow. So they're going to bounce back. Theo Epstein returns to Boston, and who is going to win the World Series, Ryan Record?
The Red Sox. They're going to repeat.
Wow.
Alex Cora is going to prove, hey, I am one of the best baseball managers you ever did see. But he does have all the talent around him, so. Yeah.
Repeating. So Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, and that pitching staff, Sale,
yeah.
Price.
They've got the veterans, and that's what the Cubs have going for them, too.
Boston Red Sox.
Who's your pick?
Ryan Record's champions. In the American League, for me, I have the New York Yankees coming out of the American League. And it pains me to say it.
I can't disagree.
I think they're gonna come out. And the National League, I think the Los Angeles Dodgers are going to come out of the National League.
Both safe bets as well.
And my World Series champion is the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think the Los Angeles Dodgers will finally get over that hump. They will return to the World Series, and this time, they will win it. And they will win it on a complete game shutout by Walker Buehler.
There we go. More bold predictions from Benchwarmers Redemption.
I feel very confident about that. Very confident about that.
We've got another 9 months to go, Sebastian, before we can talk about that, man. Eight months.
Doesn't hurt the dream, that's for sure. Looking forward to the baseball season. I hope you guys enjoyed our preview and our show today. It's been a pleasure. I am Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Ryan Record.
And until next time, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.